We are actually here at the Eiffel Tower, which I think is behind me. I did say the other day that I wasn't going to go up it, but I got press gang to going up it. And I suppose when you're in Paris, the Eiffel Tower, you've got to go up it, haven't you?
You have to go up. And description of the tower, tall, pointy, triangular, four sides, arches on each level.
And sort of wider at the bottom than it is at the top, I think.
Yeah, and a kind of rusty bronze colour with some beige.
The great thing is it does get lit up at night and it does flash. I think it was lit up during the opening ceremony of the Paralympics. So it's quite an iconic, and it's a real landmark for Paris.
Yeah. I mean, I think it still does have, originally anyway, it had like a transmitter on the top as well. Yeah. And there's a restaurant there, which apparently is like months sometimes you have to book to get in there. So I'm sure you've kind of ordered yourself a bottle of champagne for getting to the top, and it's ready and waiting.
Of course, champagne's up there, so let's go up and...
We are at the priority entrance, so they should know.
Well, we are talents, you know.
It's one way to describe it. All right, let's go.
Right, so we just went through security, Alan, and if I look to my left, there's a little pond with some cute ducks, mm-hmm. a couple sitting at a bench looking at the pond with the Eiffel Tower towering above it. There's lots of greenery, lots of trees, some lovely shrubs with white flowers. It's very lush, and the Eiffel Tower is kind of raising above all the trees. The structure is insane. I have never seen anything like this. It's this kind of almost olivey, bronze, beigey in spot structure with metal, and you can see all the studs, and there's so much almost like mesh detailing, but there's so much of it, and there's little intricate elements where they just add a little bit something. And I've just been told that it's apparently 1,083 feet tall. So we're looking at 330 meters. And if you're thinking of buildings, think of something that maybe has 81 stories. So, I mean, are you climbing this?
I think we should go for the stairs, to be honest.
Well, it'd be good for your steps count, isn't it?
Yeah. I'll make sure my health app's open. We could come down the steps maybe, but I think we take the lift up.
We'll take the lift up. So I believe there's a couple lifts we can take to different floors. And now what we're going to do is we're going to go under some trees. There's a lovely little tunnel just by one of the legs of the Eiffel Tower. And we're going to look for the ticket kiosk and see if we can find one. Because that's an interesting thing. Where we are right now, this is free entry. So, Alan, you know what this is called. Where are we?
We're on the Esplanade.
Esplanade. So mm-hmm. access here is free. You don't have to buy tickets for this if you just want to go and take some cute photos of the Eiffel Tower. And I have to say, standing underneath it, I have never seen something so grand and magnificent. It's truly impressive.
Well, let's see what it's like at the top. So we've come through security and we're waiting at the bottom of the lift. What car lift are we getting, Polly?
It's a red, I believe.
A red one, okay. And the tower is 125 metres each side, so it's pretty big. You're totally in awe of it.
Yeah, it feels like standing at the football stadium and there's this massive structure just towering over you, pun intended. We also had some really nice help from a gentleman that took us to the correct ticket office because we were all turned around and then led us back to the correct entrance. So.
Yeah. And we got in at a discounted rate, and we got a priority entrance, and here we are at the lift.
So you get, I believe there's a couple options. So you can use the stairs and lift combo. Oh yeah, I think you can do the two lifts as well, and I think this is the option we got. The tickets were, I believe, 8.90 euros per person. So if you have someone with you, that person will get the discounted rate as well. And if you have another person with you, unfortunately, they will pay full price. So maybe leave them at home.
Race to grab the person who gets it.
Yeah, basically. So I think there's quite a few people waiting to take the lift.
So there's a lounge you can go to and two restaurants as well.
Two restaurants. And I'm not sure we have a reservation.
No, I don't think so. I don't think we're quite dressed for it, to be honest with you.
How are you guys feeling, Toby, John? Excited?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's such an incredible, I suppose, monument in a way, but structure of Paris that you see and you know, and great to go up, and it's incredible to think of how big it is. You know, it's just amazing.
And I believe we are heading in. So, Alan, mic over to you.
Okay. Right, off we go then. Quite a narrow lift to go inside. Being herded in. I feel like a sheep.
You'll be sent
in. Yeah. Very busy.
So I think Toby and John are in.
I hope so. And doors are closing. And we're off.
Having fun, Toby? We are going up. I can see outside, we can see the sand and the boats. You can see some of the metal structure as we pass it. We're going up one of the legs, or the inside of the legs. And I believe we are heading to, I think, first floor, John? Does that sound right?
I think we must be at first floor.
John is nodding his head. We are slowing down, it's getting darker, and we are like little sardines. It's very busy and very warm.
Like a tin and tuna.
Oh, we're off again.
Oh, it's slowed down, and it's going up. Okay, maybe we're going to the top.
You can feel it moving in different directions, can you? It's not like straight up.
Well, when I sort of felt the foot of a lift, I thought it would be straight up. We're actually going uphill.
It's like up a bit, over a bit, up a bit, over a bit.
We are very high right now, and by the way, so if Jane was with us, she would be petrified. It's very, very high. I just saw sand get very tiny in the distance.
Oh, my ears popped, it must have gone really high.
So John told us we are over 300 feet on the second floor, John, does that sound right?
115 meters, yeah.
You can hear all the traffic and noise of Paris down below us. I mean, obviously it's a long, long, long way down below us, but it is quite, you know, to think that we can look out across Paris. We can probably see La Grande Arch, where the swimming is for the Paralympics. I don't know which side we'd have to look out, but oh god, there's a squeak. I think it's.
did you notice that when the lift stopped? Right, I felt kind of moving. I thought, okay, that's the lift just kind of coming to stop, and we're walking along this bit, and it's wobbling a little bit. But when we actually got onto the tower itself, you can feel it sway. I can feel it sway right now where we're standing.
It's a bit like being on a cruise ship, you know, where it's like just barely.
Yeah, but we're not on the sea.
No, we're not on the sea. Are we going to go higher?
I think so. I believe we are going to go to over 900 feet, which is where the top is.
Okay.
It's not the actual top of the Eiffel Tower. You can go much higher, but I believe the lifts don't take you there. And I'm not sure you're allowed to take the steps further up. I believe that would just be for any people that maintain it.
I've been told behind me there's a hill and there's a church or something on top of it. Do you know what it is?
It's the Basilique Sacré-Cœur Montmartre.
And we believe that is probably the best pronunciation we can do.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. There's lots you can see actually around. I think we're going to have a little look-see, see what we can see. You can walk around in a circle. So we're going to have a wander and then head to the top. So we're standing on top of the second floor. We are looking at Champ de Mar, trying my best here with the French. And we found signs that say immersive experience with a little QR code you can scan. So Alan scanned the phone and it has taken him to the page.
Yep. So I put my phone up and it's registered the QR code. We're on the Wi-Fi. And what it says is welcome.
Take the second floor. Go back in time. Alongside. Gustav Eiffel. Start the experience button.
So we'll click the button to start the experience.
Start the experience alert. XP to Ray Eiffel Paris would like to access motion and orientation. Cancel button. Allow button.
Okay, so it's going to
alert. Look at the XP to Ray Eiffel Paris would like to access the camera.
Orientation camera on the phone.
Allow button.
Allow. Okay.
Aim at the telescope and click.
Aim at the telescope.
Aim at the telescope and click.
And click.
1 minute 52 seconds. Aim at the telescope and click. Aim at the telescope and click.
Okay, so where's the telescope? Probably now.
It's in the middle of the screen.
Okay.
Page settings, button. 1 minute 52 seconds. Video playback. Elapsed time, 9 seconds.
So it's playing something.
Pionnier de l'aviation relèvera.
Yeah, not much good for me, I'm afraid. The French isn't that great and I can't see the subtitles. But if that's your thing, then yeah, you can do the immersive experience as you walk around the camera. We'll pick up what you're looking at and it'll tell you what's there and tell you a little story about it.
Well, we made it this far and we did come here to go all the way to the top, Paulina, so let's head round to the other lift. And a little birdie tells me you get a pretty good view as this one shoots up the side of the Eiffel Tower.
find out who it was.
Oh, my ears popped again.
Yeah.
How are you guys feeling?
I'm feeling fine at the moment, but I can't see what's outside, so I'm fine.
You're lucky.
The ears popped.
Yeah.
Ears popped out before. Oh, okay.
Come out, guys. So we're at the top. How are you guys feeling?
It's pretty good. There was a little tiny lift and you're kind of packed in again. It kind of glass sides and up you come, and then you come out, you can have a look around, and then there's the final set of stairs which we've climbed. So we're, I think, as far as we can go, Toby.
I think we're as far as general public can go. I think the workmen can go a bit further, and I mean, you can feel the wind a lot more up here.
Yeah.
It's funny because I can feel it's swaying a little bit, but it feels less up here than it was down below.
Yeah, the first floor we come off at, you could really feel it move. But up here where it's thinner, taller, less structure, you said.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's going to be less structure, so it should be moving around a lot more. But I suppose, is it maybe?
I'm not an engineer, but all I know is this is pretty amazing.
I mean, it's fantastic to think how high we are up. And John was telling me that the Eiffel Tower is taller than the Shard.
No.
Yeah, about 20 meters taller than the Shard, apparently, which I can't believe. And I can't believe how on earth they actually built it.
Well, we've done it.
Yeah, we're here. Fantastic. Where's the champagne? That's what I want to know.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's go.
Yeah. We've done it. We've gone up the Eiffel Tower. We've now finished it. And that was an amazing experience. There's lots of access and stuff and things like that. I think there's ways you can get up quicker if you're disabled, isn't it, Alan?
Yeah, you just ask the people at the lifts and you can find your way to a bit of a much quicker queue. I was going to say a bit, it's a much quicker queue. So you can get up and down really fast in lifts.
And there is a toilet up on the top floor as well. So yeah, it's pretty accessible.
Yeah. Plenty of places to eat, souvenir shop, glass floor if you really fancy walking across that.
Yeah, I think that's the first floor. Unfortunately, we ran out of time to do that one because we have to dash, guys.
We have to
do interviews back at Paralympics GB House, so we have to run. So
bye.
Off to the metro, guys.
Au revoir, monsieur Bocco.